Chapter 5, 1845, The Messenger of the Lord at Work. During the late winter and spring months of 1845, Ellen Harmon was traveling almost constantly, first in eastern Maine and then in New Hampshire. From late summer and through the winter of 1845 and 1846, she spent much of the time in Massachusetts, when there she resided at the home of the Otis Nichols family in Dorchester, just south of Boston. In April, 1846, Nichols wrote to William Miller of this and in so doing provided information very helpful in filling out the story of her activities for this period of the evolvement of the church. Some years later, probably about 1860, in a statement of recollections, Nichols gave many helpful details concerning Ellen's early visits to the Boston area. These statements not only provide a perspective to the records of Ellen Harmon's activities in those crucial weeks following the disappointment, but also give glimpses of how some of the believers in those early days related to her unique experience. We quote at some length from these two statements of an eyewitness, first from Nichols' general statement. The following are recollections of some remarkable manifestations of the Holy Spirit which attended Sister White's. Ellen Harmon is referred to as she was known in 1860. Her account of the first visit to Massachusetts opens with the words, "I was then shown that I must visit Massachusetts, and there bear my testimony, visions and their relation in Massachusetts in 1845 and 1846. The first account of her vision in Maine we had from Elder John Pearson in February, 1845, at a meeting in Roseburg, which he believed was a light to the believers in the seventh-month movement, and a present truth. Sister White's first visit to Massachusetts was in August, 1845, accompanied by her older sister and brother James White. They met with the believers in Roxbury, where there was a large company assembled in a meeting. She told them they came from Maine to deliver a message from the Lord, a vision in which the Lord had shown her the travels of the Advent Band, and being strangers, she was at first received rather coolly. As I was not present at the meeting, I give the account as I received it from the principal leader. Soon after Sister White commenced the relation of her vision, the power of the Holy Ghost was so clearly manifested that all present became convinced that the message was from the Lord, that it was a light to the remnant and a present truth, and was unanimously received and acknowledged with rejoicing.
T. H. Haskins, one of the principal leaders, confessed that they had no such reviving as the present since the time of the midnight cry in 1844, and that he could walk in the strength of the refreshing for 40 days, as Elijah did.
The day following Sister White's visit to Roxbury, they came to our house, which they made their home while traveling in Massachusetts. DF 105, Statement by Otis Nichols.